Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little SRV bringing us back. Little Stevie Ray, thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the author of Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management, Ultimate Sales Toolkit. Did I miss anything, Skip?
No, Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management, Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting.
There you go. I forgot that one. Yep. So find all that at m3learning.com. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check that out, too, when you get a chance. We're talking about the five key things to get your 2013 sales career started off on a good note, on a productive note. We talked about get your plan ready. We talked about prospect early. We talked about get referrals. What about our current customers?
So let me ask you a question. How many small business owners right now have put together a presentation, you know, a plan to go to their customers and have that presentation be more partner-centric than, here's what we're doing in 2013, what do you think? Mm-hmm. What can you do to go out to your current customers or prospects and have a presentation that is a working session on, you know, what are you guys doing in 13? Here's what we're doing. Let's compare notes and see if there's an overlap and there's reasons. How are we preparing the sales team to go act like an investigative reporter rather than having them sit through 3 days of marketing presentations about our new products, what we're doing new, what we're doing different? Well, the sales team is going to see that. They're going to go, wow, this is great stuff. They're going to turn right, and they're going to go, let's go get them. If you remember, we called that a USB 3.0 cable,
mm-hmm.
right? So we take this cable, stick it on our head, download all the stuff about our company. This is great. So we go take this USB 3.0 cable, try to stick it in our customer's head, and download the good stuff that we do. And the customers are going, what's that? So number four on the list of things you can do to really have a good 13 is have presentation, have a outline script of a 30-minute, 45-minute presentation or script of how can we go to our customers and ask questions about what they're doing in 13, where do they see their gaps, where's their biggest risk and challenges. I don't know if I can help you or not. Prepare your team that way rather than the 2 days of marketing and new good stuff, which is important, but they're not going to. The customers don't want to hear that.
Well, if you've got a customer that you got a relationship with, if you haven't stopped selling, then you're probably going to lose that customer. If you maybe you sold them in the beginning, you had because everybody expected that to be part of the dance, but now once you're already working with them. In the 21st century, in the age of the customer, Skip, B2B world, you're now more of an integrated partner than you are a vendor. And if you're still selling, you're going to lose them to somebody who wants to be, who will show them how they will be their partner. Because that's what people are looking for now. They're not looking for vendors. They're looking for partners.
Without a doubt. Somebody they can talk to as opposed to, oh, Mary's in the lobby again for 30 minutes. Okay, I guess I have to listen to her again. I mean, it's not important about us yet. You know, in the sales process, buyers want to listen to you when they want to validate what they think is correct, not at the early education phase. So, number four, prepare your sales team to be an investigative reporter and ask questions about the prospect's plans, objectives, gaps, challenges, issues, risks, rather than, you know, let's go take our new products out and see how many orders we can collect. That's a huge one. That if you can accomplish that in January, that's pretty important stuff. And the last one is, Jim, when you were a salesperson, right, in January when your boss asked you to do the impossible, it was kind of like impossible, but like 60 days later, it was like,
you mean like my new budget every year when I was a Xerox, a Sears?
What can we do to ask, especially our top performers, to do something impossible? Example, many small business owners have got a typical average order size of 5,000 or 10,000, and occasionally they get the $25,000 or the $50,000 order, whatever that may be. Why not challenge your A players to get three $50,000 orders in the first quarter?
Or how about go close a 2-year contract?
Yeah.
Don't ask for an annual contract. Get a 2-year contract.
Well, that never happens in our industry, so that can't happen. Stop it.
Yeah.
So what can we do to challenge especially the top performers? Because the top performers are looking at 13 going, okay, I get my 10% bump in quota,
That becomes the new norm, doesn't it, now?
We say A players take 1 year to learn, one year to master, 1 year to get bored and look for something else to do. What can you do to challenge those A players to ask and do the impossible? Because in 60 days, watch what happens. New paradigm.
Hey, Skip, thanks for helping us have a good 2013. Let's have a good one again.
Always a pleasure.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow on New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.